So Paddy, I'm sure huge disappointment here losing it in this final to Casablanca, because you've really put it up to that side today and you were very, very close in it.
Yeah, we just we got a terrible start, and for most of the rest of the game we were so good. I think we were incredibly good at winning ball, winning possession, and the difference was they had a 5-minute spell around the start of the last quarter where they just got on top of us briefly, and in that brief they were able to show us how you use a ball, how you make your opportunities, and they were patient and built their scores, and they took their scores, we didn't, and that's the difference, and that you don't take your scores, you lose.
Yeah, but just came out in the second half 4 points down and you started it very, very brightly, and you got the start that you wanted out of the boys in that latter half.
Yeah, well, I think three times in the second half we got level, and there was a little bit of a breeze helping as well. You think we're in a good position here, but credit to them, they immediately got the next score. We never got ahead, and they just, you know, a lot of character in that Casablanca team, that when they needed to win a ball, when they needed to get a score, they were able to dig it out, and they just kept us at arm's length. And then that spell where they put on the 4 points in a row, you're going to be struggling at that stage to pull it back, and we still had opportunities towards the end, but look, I can't argue they deserved the victory. I think we're learning. We've a lot of changes over the last couple of years, and I think our guys, part of this journey has been to try and develop the team and, you know, expose them to good hurling. And what we learned, we were incredibly competitive today, but we just have to sharpen up what we do. We have to be better at using the ball fast, making opportunities. But look, that's for another day. Today's just so disappointing. We had a shot at doing something really special today.
Yeah, and that your guys showed characters, because you had to play today without Daryl Malija, who's one of your main men.
Yeah, and in fairness, this is what we've been doing all year. Anytime we get setbacks, whether it's on the pitch or off the pitch, we just keep coming back. Even in the county final, it took the third or fourth goal to finish us off, but we keep coming back. The same today, it was disappointing not having Dara, and Cormac was obviously ruled out, but the guys who stepped in had great games for us. They were top class today, and the free taking was excellent as well. So look, we know that's what we need in the panel. We need to develop that depth, you know, so hopefully we'll come back stronger next year. But it's always, you know, it's sore when you miss an opportunity. It's you don't get them very often.
The fact that you played week on week and had extra time and penalties, do you think that maybe was a factor in the game today at any stage?
I don't think so, although someone did say in the sideline it looked like we were so dominant in possession for so long. Then we just hit that spell. We've seen it hit the buffers around 20 odd minutes, and we just, you know, I don't know, I have to look at the video and see exactly what happened so quickly, and then it went away quickly enough. But in that 5 minutes, they tagged on the key scores. Maybe it did, but I'd be honest, a week, it shouldn't really be a problem.
Yeah. Well, listen, finally, yes, we're standing here and there's disappointment, but there's still a future with some bright building blocks ahead for St. Eunan's hurling.
Yeah, like there's what was huge for us this year was that a number of young lads started today who weren't part of the starting team over the last couple of years, and we've needed them because we've had a lot of changes and they've been absolutely fantastic, and we're just, as I said, a huge plus for us getting into the Ulster, and to be playing hurling at this stage of the year is in many ways quite a lot of new players in the team to try and develop, how they give them experience at this level, and to develop a way of playing high level hurling.
Just finally when you're mentioning players, I thought Peter Kelly, in the absence of Darren Legion, was very, very good today. And Cahill O'Brien seems to be an excellent addition to your panel.
He does, and he's only reasonably new to us. He's only with us the last couple of months, but he's a lot of self-belief, is one way of putting it. And he wants to make things happen in games. He's got a really good hurling head on him, and he's surrounded by good guys. They all work together well. Peter's a young lad, and in fairness, as you say, there's pressure on the free takers here today, and he delivered. But look, all over the field, I thought there was stood up and said we're going to win the ball. We're determined to make this happen, but we made a lot of opportunities but just didn't quite take them.